And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. That's Sean Green Show Media for the Facebook page. Make sure you also follow the YouTube page. A lot of cool new material is going to go up on my YouTube page in the next few weeks. Very exciting material. Right now, you know what? I know everybody's heard of the X Factor. But there's a new show that's going to come out called The Sex Factor. And if you're one of those people, and I know I've been one of those people that, you know, when you look at porn and everybody's watched porn and everybody sat there and they're like, well, I can be in the porn. I wish I could be in the porn. Well, you know what? Here's your chance, because the Sex Factor, you know, it's a $1 million reality porn competition. The judges are Tori Black, Lexi Bell, Remy LaCroix, you know, Kieran Lee, the host, Asa Akira, you know what, and special correspondent Bell Knox. Now, right now, I have on a super celebrity hotline right now, Buddy Rubin. He's the executive producer of The Sex Factor, and he's joining us right now on the super celebrity hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So, all right, first and foremost, tell everybody about Sex Factor. What is Sex Factor?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. So, more or less, the Sex Factor is a reality porn competition of never-filmed-before future stars, and there's a $1 million prize pool.
Wow, wow. Now, when you say future stars, are these people that probably had experience in porn, or they never tried porn before and they want to get their feet wet into it?
Yeah, so they can never have been filmed in porn before. That's part of the requirement. So we've already received a ton of applications from people who have done a couple of scenes, and unfortunately we've had to turn them away. So this is truly a show. I wouldn't even call them, quote, amateurs. These are certifiably never filmed before contestants who are going to join the porn industry. And the entire show will facilitate them becoming instant global superstars.
Wow. Now, with that being said, as far as I know, men, how many men can you say has applied already? Because every guy always wants to be in the porn. So I'm quite sure you had an overload of guys that was like, you know, I need to be in a porn.
We had a ton, but there's actually one spot left open, and we're holding it open for you.
Oh, well, hey, I'm down for whatever. you know what? I'm actually going to submit my picture and see if I make it. I got a face for radio, so you know.
There you go. No, actually, I mean, we've received almost 1,000 total applications, to answer your question.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, as far as the Sex Factor, I'm pretty sure the contestants are held to the same standards as the porn industry, such as testing and using protection during sex. Or will they be using protection during sex?
Yes, there's a lot of different things that you need to address as it relates to the industry, compliance, health and safety, things like that. There might be times when they use protection. There might be times where they don't. Of course, everybody has to go through an age verification process. There's a lot of compliance issues to verify that they're over 18. And, of course, adhere to all the industry standard protocol as it relates to health and safety. So, you know, of course, it's a completely voluntary show. Nobody's forced to do anything. It's all, you know, people who want to join the industry. But yes, we'll definitely be adhering to all of the industry standards.
Right. And when it comes to the female applicants, I know some females can be choosy about what it is they like to do and what they don't like to do. Have you come across females that say, you know, I like doing XYZ, but I can't do this on film because of my beliefs? Have you ran across those yet?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that. So it's always an interesting thing. And what we've done is all of the applications we've received, we're actually going through, kind of filtering through the applications. And the people who are qualified, we're actually video chatting with them and having a conversation and talking about, you know, what are you comfortable doing? What are you uncomfortable doing? But part of the unique thing about this show is that it's really not a question of like, oh, well, if you don't do this, you know, you can't be on our show or you can't be a porn star. Our show is all about the entertainment factor and the reality aspect of pushing these people out of their comfort zones and having them do potentially things that, you know, they might not have done before or they might not be comfortable doing, and how they feel about that, and, you know, interviewing them before they do it and watching as the, you know, as the stars mentor them and teach them how to do it. And, you know, maybe they'll fail and maybe they'll be funny, and, you know, we'll just be wildly entertained as we watch them, you know, mature and go through that process and really receive an Ivy League education in how to become a porn star.
All right. So
it's much more about that. That's really the entertainment value of the show and what makes it unique and, you know, entertaining.
Now, buddy, I have a two-part question here. Now, as far as the competition is concerned, I know you have your judges, but would it be strictly based on the judges, or would it be kind of like an kind of like American Idol, where people can actually call in and vote for that person? And also, as far as the criteria, would they be judged on, you know, let's say, like the guy, like the size of his penis, or the guy, or his stamina, or in order female, as far as long as she can go? I mean, what are the judging criteria there?
Yeah, both great questions. So to address the first one, it will be some combination of the judges making the decision, and also the America, you know, the voting public, everybody that's following us on Twitter. So there will be certain aspects of the show where the fans can participate, they can vote. I think we're going to do a really cool aspect of the show where after a couple of episodes, we're going to allow the fans to vote on the contestants' new porn names, which will be really cool. So there's a lot of interactive elements to the show, and people are constantly going to be voting and talking about each individual contestant's performance in the given challenges and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, the judges will have some impact as well. As it relates to the criteria, you know, I would say we're really looking for reality TV stars, and the porn aspect of the show is almost second tier. And the reason why I say that is because this is a very unique situation whereby, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, how big a guy is or how big a girl is, or, you know, if your body is so tight, or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, because you're going to fail. It's going to be really difficult. And
yeah,
a lot of these contestants are going to have a hard time doing a lot of these things, but they're also going to learn. So I would say it's more about just being a great personality, being able to work well as a team, take feedback, and really grow into a superstar.
Right.
And take coaching and all those type of things.
All right, now let's move on to the actual $1 million prize. Can you give us details of what that prize consists of? Is it just like a $1 million check, like cash, or is it like $1 million in, you know, let's say things that will get you ready for the industry?
Yeah, so there is a cash component to it, but the $1 million is also in the form of a contract, very similar to like how American Idol or The X Factor works, you know, with the record contract and stuff like that.
Okay, great, great. And also, when will this air?
So the show won't actually air until the spring, but it will have widespread global distribution, both on television and also on our website. And we're constantly going to be adding supplemental content through our site, and live tweeting from our shoots, and adding a lot of, you know, videos, pictures, webcam type of stuff from home from all the contestants and things like that. So the key is really just to follow us on Twitter, at the SX Factor, and you can check out all of our content there.
Great, great. And there you have it, Buddy Rubin, the executive producer of The Sex Factor. Make sure you go to their website is sxfactor.com. That's sxfactor.com. And as stated before, when he said follow you follow him on Twitter, it's at @DSXFactor. That's at @DSXFactor. Make sure you check this out. There's one spot left. I'm actually gonna submit my picture and see if I actually make it. And if I make it, I'm gonna be surprised if I make it. I doubt it, but who knows? I might just be a porn/radio star. Who knows? Buddy, thanks so much for joining us, man.
There you go. Thanks so much for the time. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll be back right after this.